This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Is it happening again for the Philadelphia Eagles? Remember last year, Danny, when they just completely came apart at the
seams?
I mean,
they collapsed.
They were so bad in the stretch run of the season. So people forget that the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles lost once as of week 13.
Yeah, they got away with it a couple times where they probably should have lost a game or, you know, we're close with teams. But still, you don't go 11-1 by accident, right?
No, it's hard to do. They started 10-1. Mm-hmm. And then they lost to San Francisco, Dallas, Seattle, barely beat the Giants, who stunk, and then lost to the Cardinals and the Giants to end the season. They went 1-5. They went into the playoffs, and immediately, was it the Bucks who eviscerated them?
32-9, woodshed.
Good Lord. What a nightmare that was. So they blow out their offensive staff, including Brian Johnson, who ended up here in Washington as the pass game coordinator. He was the play caller, the OC, had a pretty good relationship, I think I remember reading, with Jalen Hurts. But that relationship was in some way either threatening to or led to a bad relationship between he and Nick Sirianni, so to speak. So Sirianni went and got Kellen Moore. Defensively, they got rid of everyone on the defensive staff as well. I think it was Desir was the defensive coordinator, if I remember, Sean Desir. Something like that.
Sean Desai, yeah.
Desai. Yeah. And so he's gone, and then they go get Vic Fangio, who's on my short list for best DCs in the NFL this year. I think he has done a sensational job. How good is that defense
right
now?
It's very good. It is very good. It's better than last year, which is a dubious honor. They were 30th out of 32 last year in points allowed.
But, I mean, since their bye week, and when you say that, normally you think like midseason. No.
They had that early bye, yeah.
It was week four. So you're talking about, for them, seven games. Eight games since their bye week where they're 8-0. So they have an eight-game winning streak now. In that eight-game winning streak, their defense has been completely lights out. They have allowed more than 20 points once, and it was 23 in a win to Jacksonville when they were up huge in that game and had kind of packed it in, so to speak. But I bring up the Eagles in last year because there is some writing on the wall here that things are not right again. On Sunday, they had a terrible passing game. Jalen Hurts threw for 108 yards on 21 attempts. 21 attempts, mm-hmm. 108 yards.
It was a gross game.
They did not target A.J. Brown until almost halftime. After the game, A.J. Brown was pretty clearly salty, right, in the locker room. A.J. Brown was bothered. He was annoyed. He didn't like anything about their plan, and he did his normal diva, I only caught four balls thing. Which, by the way, when you've just won your eighth straight game, I've got a little less patience for this.
Ninth straight, by the way. They started 2-2, and they're now 11-2.
So is it nine
since the bye?
All right.
Nine in a row.
Corrected. Yeah. So nine in a row, mind you. And you got big problems, and you're annoyed because you didn't get the ball enough. So that tells me a lot about you, by the way. But this was A.J. Brown postgame.
Offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
A.J., I know everybody wants to get in rhythm. Devontae was a talented man. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
So he would go on. It's a much longer clip, but we'll play that because it's hard to hear. Basically, what's the issue? What do you have to do better? Passing. Seems like a shot at your quarterback.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe it's just the whole passing game, but you didn't say that much. And then how hard is it to get into the flow when you're not getting the ball? Incredibly. He's upset.
Yeah, he's annoyed.
Fuel to the fire from Brandon Graham. He is the defensive end. He's got his own segment on WIP every week, the equivalent of, say, our Austin Eckler segment, which, by the way, is coming up in 90 minutes at 5 o'clock today. Looking forward to talking to Austin, presented by IT Cadre. But this was our sister station, WIP in Philly, with Brandon Graham. He kind of puts his foot in his mouth, I think, a little bit, by letting the cat out of the bag. It's hard to listen to this and assume that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown like each other.
Yeah, this is not an everything's fine segment.
Exactly.
Right?
He essentially, I think, lets out the inner workings of the locker room that these two guys do not get along at all, which was the speculation at one point last year. Seemed like maybe they got over it. But A.J. Brown is, whenever there's any kind of stretch where they're not throwing the ball well, seems to be at odds with Jalen Hurts and goes at Jalen Hurts on the sideline. But this was Brandon Graham.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we got to, it's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business. And that's what we got to do better as right now, because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen with some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men. You know what I'm saying? But we need to let personal stuff go and let's get right for this game, because, man, it's like a lot of stuff. Most of the time, it's just a conversation that just need to be had. But the person with the problem got to want to talk to the person other than others. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
They have not lost in 2.5 months. They have won 9 straight games.
Yep.
Since their bye week. And this is what's going on this week.
There is I'm not any kind of detective. I'm not a forensic whatever. I heard personal problem and two people that have a problem with each other and personal stuff and business stuff. There's a personal problem. He acknowledged that, pointed to it, spoke about it, and then talked about how to resolve the personal problem.
Do we think he's on injured reserve?
Uh-huh.
So it stands to reason I think he's around and in the locker room, but maybe he's not as inside as he normally is. Could he just be looking at this as some outsider and suggesting from afar, like a fan would, well, obviously they have an issue, meaning they're not seeing eye to eye on the field or something? I didn't take it that way. I took it as him telling us the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, acknowledging what everybody suspected, acknowledging the reality, which is they don't like each other right now. They're at each other's throats to a degree.
Yeah, let's just translate what he said. The person that's complaining needs to be accountable. That's A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. by the way. He said one is trying, which I thought was funny. Jalen Hurts. He's basically
saying,
by the
way, I don't want people to say that about me. I mean, I like the idea that people acknowledge I put forth effort, but I don't want to be like, oh, he's trying.
That is
that's a bless his heart.
Pretty good tell that exactly. Like, Jalen Hurts is not playing well, but he's giving it his all.
Bless his
heart.
One
is out there trying.
He's
by the way, the last couple of years for him have not been anything like the year before he got paid. The year before he got paid, they get to the Super Bowl. He's an MVP candidate. He outperforms Mahomes in the final game. Last year, he played down. This year, I thought, for stretches, was better than that, but we've got a regression here. I was watching Dan Orlovsky cut-ups of him the last couple of weeks. He's not seeing the field at all, but that's a whole other conversation, or maybe it isn't. It's pretty clearly what A.J. Brown's upset about. But then he goes, this is Graham again, 11 could be better with how he acts, meaning, hey, A.J. Brown, grow up a little bit, man. Can we not do this every time you catch 4 balls for 40 yards? Can we not have this
in wins
when we've, you know, 9 straight wins and the story is that you're not happy and that you don't like Jalen Hurts? He said, quote, they were friends before this. Before what exactly? That also means, by the way, past tense, they were friends.
Yeah.
So they're not currently. That's interesting. He says that we need to put, you know, they're putting basically personal over the business. You need to put the business over the personal. So they have a personal problem, mm-hmm. to your point. He said, quote, we know there's an issue. I mean, these are very, very pretty clear statements to me being made by a guy within the locker room where I think accidentally he probably let too much out.
Yeah. So, and again, I'm not ripping anybody for that, but just simply, this, it's unusual that you would see this. I mean, every once in a while, you can have the chaos and it works. Like, think of the 86 Mets. Like, the worst guys ever that hated each other's guts, that took, you know, whatever it is, 26 different cabs to and from the game, ended up winning the World Series together, right? I mean, things like, it can happen sometimes, but it just seems like there's this constant something tearing at the fabric of this org, and it usually materializes right around now. Over the last couple of years, where they thought they'd kind of cut it out and exercised it, right? Moving on from a bunch of coaches, changing some personnel here and there, you know, empowering some other guys, et cetera. And now it's kind of ruined its ugly head. It hasn't translated to losses, by the way. Last year at this point, they started going downhill and they couldn't win a game. They didn't play as well this past weekend against a lowly opponent, but they've won 9 straight games. They've got a guy that's on pace to set the rushing record, for God's sakes. Jalen Hurts has 13 rushing touchdowns. Is going to set a career high in that regard. We'll probably end up with north of 40 total touchdowns. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going really well. They have a championship caliber defense. They've got weapons out the yang. And yet, it seems like nobody's happy. And it's not just a Philadelphia thing where no one's happy there.
There's always something like this swirling. I think it's unfair, probably, but I tend to pin it on Sirianni. Because he's got one of the great winning percentages ever. But it just feels like he doesn't really run a good locker room. It also feels like he doesn't manage personalities well. These types of things do not happen in organizations where your leader kind of controls the chaos better.
So I was going to say, it's not as if everyone's immune from chaos. Like, think of Pittsburgh, right? There was nonsense going on at so many different times, but that's where it stopped. Mike Tomlin says, nope, enough of that.
But, he fixes it.